Hey, it's Aaron from Aaron's Notes again. This is Got Lost, day 10. Yeah. Shit. Thought I got all my coughs out. All right, so it's the morning of day 10. I have eaten most of my breakfast. I have this giant apple in place of a grapefruit. It's probably not entirely comparable, but like I've said it before, I don't know anybody who's ever been fat off of fruit. I guess if they, like, candy all of their fruit and just eat that, that's probably a good way to get fat off of it. But otherwise, yeah, not a big deal. I need to figure out what the fuck kind of apple this is, because this is probably the most delicious apple I've ever had. Red Delicious apples are not. They are shitty, shitty apples. The skin is too fucking hard and flavorless. The flesh is kind of mealy. It's awful. Red Delicious apples are so fucking shitty. I like Fiji ones. Lately, my go-to has been Gala because they're pretty tasty. They're not insanely sweet. And, you know, they're like a perfect size. Yeah. Granny Smiths are good, but I just don't care about them that much. I think they're much better for, like, cooking. Like, bake with that shit or whatever. What is it? Those fucking, the Macintosh? So-so. So many apples that, like, come out, and you're like, these are not great. And now the best apples are typically these, kind of, like, new varieties. These, I'm gonna say genetically engineered, because that is technically what they are, but people are gonna think that they're, like, you know, lab splicing genes. And most of the time, they're just, like, splicing this root with that twig, and so now you get like a Honeycrisp. And I need to try a Honeycrisp, and I don't think it's this. I thought Honeycrisps were like more reddish. This is like a yellow green with like a reddish blush. I have no idea what it is, because I got on this fucking organic and local we bring shit to your house thing. And so far it's pretty good. I've seen like a pretty wide variety of reviews, but I got a shitload, like there's fucking kale in there and like two things of lettuce. These like a more than enough fruit and a nice variety. That's the thing, it's not like a nice variety, but it costs so much to buy like a single apple of good quality. Like, you can buy like a 50 cent garbage apple. Like Red Deliciouses are cheap, but they suck. If you want like good apples, like you can get like a sack of Gala apples for like $5, which puts the cost per single apple well below $1. I mean, it costs nothing basically if you get the sack, but the sack of apples is never going to be as good quality as if you select them yourself. Like those are the choice apples. That's generally how produce works, in case you didn't know. If you see one type of apple offered in two ways, one is the bulk bag. If you see one type of produce, yeah, apples, fucking potatoes, oranges, greens, if you see, you can get it in a sack, or you can get it individually, or in these like open air bundle-y things. Individual, bundly, open-air type shit, it's probably going to be more expensive, and that's probably because it's better. And you just need to do your due diligence not to pick up one that's, like, rotted or, you know, immature or whatever. And it's going to be better. And typically, better, the taste of your food, taste of your produce tends to be healthier, and it's more satisfying. I would like to cite a study, but I don't have it, so fuck yourself. Anyway, most apples don't taste this fucking good, and I have no idea what this is, because it came in a crate, and I need to figure it out, because I would like to have more of them. It's really fucking good, man. Yeah, okay. Busyness has been increasing considerably, and I still haven't made it in to get weighed. Although yesterday, partially, that was just because I didn't feel like leaving the office, because I needed to get shit done. I probably could have found time. Today, I can probably find time. I've kind of scheduled a longer lunch. I haven't really scheduled it. I've just, like, left open space. Although that probably means someone's going to slip a meeting in there. They fucking love doing that shit. Fucking love it. Yeah. Then I'm going to, if I can, I'm going to go dip out, grab my fucking thing from the post office, get my fucking self weighed. And I don't feel like I've lost a pound. I feel like I've stayed the same weight. I don't know if that's like a thing or what. The last time I weighed in at the office scale in the office restroom, I have gone down. But it's not like significant. Like, I think the weekend might have screwed me a little bit more than I thought. Yeah. So maybe try a little bit harder this weekend. Let's see here. It's just a huge bummer. Like, weight loss sucks. Really sucks. Being fat is way suckier, though. So, hopefully that's a good motivation. Yeah. Kind of petering out here. I had something I wanted to talk about, but I can't think of what it was. And I don't want to waste this, whatever time was left here, on those workout video games, because that's gonna take a minute. Fuck. What was it? This is really bad. I should clip this out. I'm probably not gonna, though, because this is a short thing, so I think you can sit through it. You know, be a dick and everything. I did a little bit of exercise yesterday, but since, you know, the weekend kind of ruined me, it was not quality exercise time. It was a lot of stopping, a lot of breathing too hard. Yeah, that really blew. So we'll see about tonight's little exercise session. We'll see how that goes. This meal plan is actually not designed to require, you know, extensive exercise. But at the same time, I wonder, you know, there must be a minimum amount. And I'm probably not hitting it, considering I have this fucking sedentary office job. And my favorite forms of entertainment involve a lot of sitting down. So, I don't know. I gotta do something, you know. I gotta get the fuck out of here. I'm fucking late again for the time that I should be leaving for work, but it doesn't really matter anymore, as I said yesterday, because I know I'm gonna be there fucking late. I'm going to be there until probably 4:35, something like that. So what's the point in me getting there before 8? There really isn't. Alright, well, I'm gonna get the fuck out of here. Thanks again for listening.